As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And we welcome you in, everybody. Happy Monday afternoon to you. It's a Monday, and we love it. You know, it's one of the days that we get to spend some time with you out there. Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together today in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. is idle today. Tony will join us again tomorrow from Seattle, where the Padres will play the Mariners. Padres have today off. Before we go any further, I want to let him gloat and get it out of the way. Mr. Scraby is now a two-time champion in our fantasy baseball league.
I didn't know you were going to go this route so early.
He clinched the championship yesterday, which is weird for just about anybody else out there who plays fantasy baseball because there's still 3 weeks left in the season.
Yes, our commission made a slight mistake.
Our commissioner didn't quite have it together. Put the finish line 3 weeks before the actual season ends, but Scraby did win that again, so I congratulate him on that. We'll talk plenty of fantasy sports today. I know everybody's either ecstatic or reeling or nervous about tonight as they try to get the result of their first fantasy football game of the year. We will talk plenty of NFL today. We have our first good, bad, and ugly of week number one in the National Football League. And suffice to say, there was plenty of all three categories.
Yes, there was.
So we'll get to all of that. But, of course, we have to start with the Padres. And Yeah, we do. They're idle tonight. Things are getting a little nervous out here. I honestly did not think it was going to happen, and it hasn't yet happened. But the fact of the matter is, although the Padres still lead the wild card race, they have company. And the company is getting a little too close for comfort. Padres are a half game ahead of the Diamondbacks, but now only 2 games ahead of both the Mets and the Braves. And both the Mets and Braves could shave that to a game and a half tonight because they are playing, whereas the Padres are sitting. A couple of losses to the Giants have helped bring the Padres back to the pack. Bob Melvin coming to town.
doing a little damage before he left.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't like losing, but I don't mind losing when people I've heard of hit home runs. But when you lose to Gerard Encarnacion and Kurt Casale, I've heard of him, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, the other
and Luis
guys,
Matos.
What about the guy who
was a career
yesterday?
Minor leaguer? The guy yesterday, I don't even know him.
I think it was Grant.
Yeah, Grant McCray.
Yeah,
hits two bombs. You know, that's tough to take.
The Giants, actually, when I was talking to my friends, they're really excited about a couple of these guys. And I was like, who
well,
are
great
they?
For them.
And then, of course, they go and hit.
They went crazy. Grant McCray went 0 for 5 yesterday with 4 strikeouts. But
oh, yeah, he was Saturday.
Saturday night, he had 2 home runs. And so, yeah, you lose to McCray on Saturday. You lose to Encarnacion and Matos and Casale yesterday. And, you know, I'm sure I didn't hear Mike Schilt's post-game press conference yesterday. I'm kind of over most of his post-game press conferences, frankly, but I didn't hear it. I'm sure it had something to do with the fact that he was proud of the way his team fought back, and they did. They were down 7-1, and they got within 7-6, and then Tyler Wade got picked off, and that ended the eighth inning rally, and although, you know, Profar gave it a pretty good ride there on the last out. It was a foul ball, actually, in the corner, but it didn't miss going out of the ballpark by a whole lot, but it missed, and the Giants beat you. And right now, style points don't matter, and good comebacks don't matter, and Luis Arraez, you know, 3 for 5 doesn't matter. And Xander Bogaerts homering doesn't matter if you don't win right now. It's time. You got to win now.
It's crunch time.
That's it. Crunch time. Thank you. I mean, there's 81-64. There's 17 games left. I don't know how many you can win and lose. I don't even think that's important anymore. I mean, you could go 2-15. If the Braves and Mets go 0-17, I'll be fine. But I don't think the Braves and Mets are going to go 0-17.
No,
so,
no.
You know, the Padres are going to have to get going here, get something done. And, you know, hopefully this road trip will get them squared away. You know, Dylan Cease continues to pitch uneven. Certainly not superstar-like. He had his one incredible run in, what was it, July, when he had the no-hitter and when he didn't give up a hit for 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
We need some of that back now, and we need it soon. We can't have the Dylan Cease that coughs up a 3-run home run to some rookie batting ninth in the order.
That's true.
And losing that ball game Saturday night. And Joe Musgrove could not have been more dominant yesterday. But
until the fourth,
you got to be more. You can't be dominant for 3 innings. You got to be dominant for 6 or 7. And I think it was a stretch of, Joe said he'd never seen anything like it. It was a stretch of 10 pitches, and the Giants got 6 runs in those 10 pitches. But
he did not allow a base runner for 3 innings before giving up 7 straight hits, 3 of them home runs, and having the first 6 of those batters score in the 4th inning.
Yeah, one of them that was a fly ball that Fernando lost in the sun.
Okay.
And look, everybody wants to rip Fernando for that. Go ahead, but you try to catch it. It's a really, really hard play. And these guys make it look easy 90% of the time. That one just never came out of the sun.
So I'm getting a lot of, tell Fernando to wear sunglasses. And
yeah.
So Fernando was asked about that. He said he's tried both. He doesn't like playing with sunglasses.
He catches all of them without the sunglasses.
Yeah.
That one never came out of the sun.
Blame the stadium designer who didn't put up something to block the sun, Chris.
It's 107 degrees out there. The reason for that is the sun
is right there.
That is the reason. So, you know, yeah, if Fernando had shades on, he probably would have missed it anyway. Ball, if you take fly balls in the sun, and I've taken my share over the years.
I've never.
You take your glove, and as soon as the ball goes up, sunglasses or not, as soon as the ball goes up, you take your glove, and these guys know this, and I wish Tony was here to kind of confirm this for me, but you put your glove in front of the sun. And then that allows you to then look around your glove and find the ball.
It's still difficult.
It's really difficult. But if the ball never comes out of the sun, and when you're looking around your glove and you can't see the ball because it stays in the sun as that one did, you're at the ball and everything's mercy. So I'm not going to blame the loss on that, and Musgrove shouldn't and wouldn't blame it on that. One ball falls in, that doesn't mean you give up five more hits.
Exactly.
So, you know, look, the Padres have a couple of things that they need to do right now. And one of them was discussed in the paper today. And I agree with it because I said it at the time. Before I get to it, let me first say, Mason McCoy, thumbs up, man. You have not hurt the team. You have not done anybody wrong. You've done pretty much everything they could ask. The bunts you've got down, a couple of hits here and there that we need. Your defense has been exemplary. But the fact of the matter is, Ha-Sung Kim is not ready to come back. Mm-mm. And it's been too long now.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Padres could live without Ha-Sung Kim for a week, 10 days, which is what originally we thought. Well, it's now going on 3 weeks. And Mason McCoy now is a black hole in the lineup. And I understand it's your number 9 guy. But you could improve it by getting Solano into the lineup.
But Solano's not hitting right now.
Solano's still at 288, and he's still a threat. And I would rather have Solano in the lineup as my DH, and I'll put Arraez at first. And if I have to put Crony at short, or if I have to put him at second and Bogaerts at short, I have to take that chance now. I can't wait around for Ha-Sung Kim to come back.
It doesn't really honestly sound like he's coming back.
Well, I don't know that.
I'm going to operate like he's not.
The Padres, you know, never are clear with us.
But they said, but Mike just said yesterday that he didn't have a setback, but he's not close.
Well, he didn't have a setback, but he didn't go forward.
But he has.
That was Mike Schilt's way of wording it.
And believe me, with the
I guess I did hear some of the press conference.
With the shoulder injury that I experienced, Chris, Ha-Sung Kim and I know you need to be ready when you come back.
He may end up needing surgery. I don't know, but I think they need to make the move, and now is the time to make it.
I think it's a big deal. I think it's a huge deal.
It is a big deal. You've got a day off in Seattle. Get Xander out there. Hit him 150 ground balls. It'll come back to him. He used to be one of the great shortstops in baseball history. The guy was an MVP candidate, World Series winner. Get him back over there. Put Jake at second. Get Solano's bat in the lineup. And, you know, on you go from there. Now, that's number one. The other thing is we got to wake up Fernando. Hey, he's back. And I understand he did not take a, you know, what do you call it? A little
rehab assignment.
A rehab assignment to get his timing and all of those little things. But they didn't have time for that. They also don't have time to wait for him anymore. He's 6-for-24, which is mediocre. But worse, he's got only 2 doubles and 1 RBI.
It's got a walk-off
since he's come back. Yeah, that was the RBI.
I know.
That was it. That's the only one he's had. Profar. I love him to death. You know it. Everyone knows it. I've been singing his praises all year. He can't bat third right now while he's hitting, you know, 190 since the All-Star break. He's too much in the middle of the lineup. If you think I'm panicking, fine, I'm not. I'm making decisions that I think are tough, but I do think need to be made right now. The Mets and the Braves are too close. You cannot, absolutely no way, no how, let this thing slip in the last 3 weeks.
No, they got to
They
got to make some adjustments now. Because
adjustments. That's right. It's not big changes. It's not a panic. It's not throwing out, you know, the bath water and, you know,
with the baby in it.
Yeah, you just need to make a couple of little things here. I think Profar needs to move down. I don't know what you're going to do with Fernando, but you got to get him going. Like Fernando, let's go. You're one of the best players in baseball. You need to start playing like it. And I think you got to get Solano's bat in at the expense of McCoy.
Are you ready? Ready to move Jackson Merrill to that third spot and put Profar in his spot?
I am.
I'm ready. I'm ready to see it happen. Jackson Merrill clearly can hit.
He
can clearly hit in this league, and he can clearly hit for power. He needs to be higher in the lineup right now.
I've been against it all year.
You have been, yes.
But I'm coming over to your. I'm coming over
to
it.
Well, because we're in that mode.
Yes, it's 3 weeks. It's 3 weeks or nothing now. I'm not worried about the long-term future now of Jackson Merrill. I'm not worried about the long-term psyche of Jackson Merrill. I'm worried about what lineup is going to give me the best chance to win these games for the next 3 weeks. Starting tomorrow in Seattle. And right now, Merrill is far more of a threat than Profar. It's just That's it. For all season long, Profar's been Magic. I've been begging and hoping the Magic would come back. It hasn't. So I don't disagree with you, Scrabe. We'll see if Mike Shildt makes any of these moves. We'll see if Mike Shildt just says, Chris, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. I'll do what I want. And it may work out. But the thing to me is I need to do something. I know you think I'm pan. I'm not. But I think we got the team to make it, and I can't take a chance that it slips away right here. I just can't. I can't worry about it and worry about what people might think or what it might look like. And you know what? If none of it works and the media rips me for it at the end of the year, so what? I got to put my neck out there. I got to do what I got to do to try to make it
happen.
There's
one thing that Mike Shildt will do, and that's do unconventional things and say unconventional things. But Mike Shildt has to realize that they cannot afford to lose too many back-to-back games the rest of the season. And they've done it. I was just looking at the schedule. They didn't do it for a very long time coming out of the All-Star break. The first time they lost back-to-back games was August 21st and 22nd.
Yeah.
No, and then in the last two weeks, they've done it twice.
Yeah. Well, you lost the crazy game Thursday night to the Tigers, but you lost it, unfortunately. And the Giants, like I said, you let guys beat you who shouldn't be beating anyone at this point. But that's what happened. And Musgrove, Cease did not have their best stuff, you got to bounce back. Now, that said, you go to Seattle, you go back to San Francisco, you take 4 out of 6, or 4, you got 5. Even 3 out of 5 will probably hold your ground. But it's getting that way. Look, the Astros come in here next week. They're not going to be messing around. You know, I know the White Sox follow them. But you finish.
They don't care.
You finish. You finish at LA Dodgers, at Arizona. Those are 6 brutally difficult games to finish the season. I would like to still have a 2 or 3 game, cushion before I go into those games. So
yes.
Honestly, we talked. If you heard us on the roundtable last Thursday, you know what I'm saying. We talked openly like this team was really ready to make a World Series run. And in this quick of a time, baseball has jumped up and said, not so fast.
And that's where I gotta say, Chris says that he's not panicking, and I believe him, because if he was panicking, he would have much more dark doom and gloom thoughts.
No, I think they're still the best team out of this group.
They were exposed a little bit over the weekend.
I don't know. I don't even know what they were. I just know that they got to do better. They got to. To me, the lineup can be improved right now. I'm not going to move Fernando, but I'm going to wake him up. Fernando, let's go. We got to have something. Lay a bunt down. Draw a walk. Get on. We need you. Profar's got to drop down. Merrill's probably got to move up. And Solano's bat needs to be in there. Or Peralta. Either one at the DH. So that McCoy, has to go bye-bye for a while.
Yeah, because they were doing exactly what we were saying. It's like, have McCoy be the defensive specialist.
Yeah.
They don't need his bat, but now they need his bat. And
they
he's
need
not
something.
Doing it.
They need something there. All right, I'm probably overreacting, but I'm going to just tell you this. If they lose a couple of games in Seattle, you're not going to think I'm overreacting by Thursday or Friday.
No, if they lose tomorrow, I'm a little bit worried, Chris.
Look, we could wake up tomorrow a game and a half up. That's all. The Mets have only lost one game in the last 2 months, and that was yesterday, thankfully. But the Braves are there, the Mets are there, the Diamondbacks are there. We got to hold off one of them. I don't care how we do it, but we got to do it. I can't let this season get away. It's too good of a team to allow it to slip, and there's still 17 long games to go, but. I wish Tony were here because he'd try to calm me down. But here's the thing. Tony says it all the time. It's a marathon. You just got to play the percentages.
We're in the last mile, Chris.
It's not anymore. That's right. It's not anymore. It's a sprint now. And if it takes batting Merrill third for 3 weeks, then you better do it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what they do. Padres, the situation is before them. But right now, all they can do is watch tonight. They're off. Seattle tomorrow.
That team that we saw for the first month and a half after the All-Star break could easily come back just like that.
Well,
they could.
Yeah, let's see. Coming up, on the show, I mentioned the good, bad, and ugly. We will recap in depth week one of the National Football League season. It ends tonight with Scrabby's 49ers debuting against Aaron Rodgers' New York Jets. It's really a pretty
showtime.
Yeah, not that good, but it's a good game. It's a good game. We're going to be carrying it for you right here on 97.3 The Fan. So that means we got to get out of here by 4:30 to make way for Monday Night Football. But before we get to that, we will have the good, the bad, and the ugly. We will have the Daily Gambit, the Big Five, Chris versus the fans. We'll have a fantasy update. We got a lot to get to. It's good to be with you. And let's get it done. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, welcome back to the program. 2:24 is the time. We're just getting underway for a Monday. Crisello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. is off today. Scraby, do you know who Javon Holland is?
Should
that name ring a bell to you?
I think it's a football player.
He is a football player. He wears number 8. He's the safety for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, God, here we go.
And because of him, I'm in a better mood today. He was the guy that stripped the ball out of the hands of Travis Etienne in that game yesterday. Etienne was headed for the end zone in a 24-7 Jacksonville lead. But Holland punched it out at the 1-yard line, and the Dolphins were able to rally.
You know, you say putting me in a little better spirits are annoying, but at least
is that annoying?
At least my team is on this coast.
Yeah, well, but I don't. Okay, so
what about your guy Tyreek? How what are we going
to
say?
Yeah,
about him?
I wanted to get into that.
We will.
This is as good a time as any. Padres are idle tonight. We are headed towards Monday Night Football. The Dolphins, yeah, the day for the Dolphins started out, you know, as strange as a day can start out. I was on Twitter yesterday morning, and the first thing I saw was Tyreek Hill lying face down on the ground, handcuffed. And I thought, this is an issue.
It's pretty crazy.
This is a bit of an issue.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And everybody knows, I think, the story by now. Tyreek Hill was driving recklessly, speeding, apparently, or allegedly, I should say. I don't have video of that. But he was pulled over for driving recklessly.
Mm-hmm.
He was about a block from the stadium and got out of the car. And or didn't get out of the car, whatever it is, didn't apparently cooperate to the level that the officers were hoping he would cooperate. Ended up face down, handcuffed on the blacktop there.
Must have been hot too.
Yeah, it looked really really bad.
It did
for the police. I got to tell you, at first glance, this looked really really awful. You know, to be treating anybody, and never mind who it is, it's not the old, do you know who I am? If this was Joe, you know, the concessionaire salesman, I wouldn't want to look up and see him face down on the blacktop. I mean, this kind of stuff has to stop. Tyreek Hill, after the game, said, you know, I was cooperative. My mother didn't raise me that way. I don't know, you know, what got everybody upset. All I knew is I was where I was. Here's the thing. And the officer was immediately placed on leave.
Yes.
And I think when people saw that, that was the
confirmation that Tyreek did nothing wrong.
Confirmation that the police officers were wrong, Tyreek Hill was right, and this police officer is going to be, you know, relieved of his duties forever, and Tyreek Hill, you know, is going to be able, whatever's going to happen. Well, you know, a little while ago, the actual Miami-Dade Police Officers Union did put out a statement.
They did, yes.
And they said that Tyreek Hill was, quote, uncooperative. And they said he was only, I don't really get along with this too well. He was only redirected to the ground while in handcuffs because he refused orders to sit. Well,
doesn't mean force. You should use force.
You know, yeah, I don't know that that force needed to be used. I'm not a police officer. But I do want to say this. Tyreek, according to the statement, was briefly detained for driving in a manner in which he was putting himself and others in great danger. Upon being stopped, he was not immediately cooperative, pursuant to policy, and for their immediate safety, they placed Mr. Hill in handcuffs. Still uncooperative, he refused to sit, and therefore was redirected to the ground. Here's the one thing before we all lose our minds and, you know, hate the police for this. Not very many of us are taking a moment to think about it from the police perspective. All right? If you are with somebody who's uncooperative, and they thought he was apparently, you need to make sure that you yourself are not in any immediate danger as a police officer. And again, I'm not a police officer, but I'm guessing that that's pretty important to them. And so we are left. The look of him with his face down is the one that I can't get out of my head, and I, you know, really wish we could avoid having to see anymore. And I am a Dolphins fan, But I'm not necessarily a Tyreek Hill fan. I root for him to score touchdowns on Sundays.
And he did.
That's about it. Here's the thing, Scraby. I don't know what happened here. I don't know who's right. I don't know who was wrong. I wasn't there. But I do know this. Tyreek Hill was once accused of punching his girlfriend. He once got kicked off a team at Oklahoma State after pleading guilty to domestic assault by battery and strangulation. He also was in Kansas City. They declined to charge him, alleged domestic violence office involving his three-year-old and her fiance and three-year-old. He also, last offseason, was under investigation for assault and battery after he got into an argument with somebody in South Florida and punched the guy. Tyreek Hill does not strike me as a guy who may have been 100% cooperative here.
Thank you.
He just doesn't.
And I'm not
saying. It's hard to give him the benefit of the doubt based on his past.
And here's
this guy,
the
guy pleaded guilty to strangling somebody.
Yeah.
How many ever years ago it was, he punched some guy last year when he got in an argument. I hope that he respects the authority of the police, and I hope that he behaved. But it's difficult to be on Tyreek Hill's side here. It's actually easier to be on the side of the officer, who I think acted a little bit out of sorts by, pushing his head down into the ground. But the officer has to make sure, as do all of the officers there, that they are not in any immediate danger. There's no threat to them.
And I know that Tyreek said that he didn't do anything that was, uncooperative.
Yeah, right. He said he was 100% cooperative.
There have to be body cams in this whole thing. We're going to see what happened. Yeah. And I'm going to wait until then. But, it's really easy, and I don't know that this is not what happened, but it's really easy for a police officer to pull you over and say, hey, we're going to be giving you a ticket, and you say, all right, I'm going to get a ticket. Here's my license registration, and you move on with your day. Now, maybe they saw Tyreek, and they're like, hey, we got to make a big deal out of this.
Right, we got to make a big deal out of this. I don't know. We don't know. But you're right, Scraby. Most of us in this room and listening to this show, for whatever reason, have been pulled over before and given a ticket. Not too many of us have been put in handcuffs during that situation and had their face shown the blacktop. So what led to that? Was it the officer overreacting? Was it Tyreek, giving him a little business?
We don't know,
but I want to make sure you out there at least are thinking of both sides before you make up your mind.
Correct.
Here.
Because
I think a lot of people have made up their mind that this is another example of police gone crazy in a world where we can't trust the authority. And I think that's a dangerous thing to think at this point.
I think you're right about that. It's a dangerous thing. But if, I'm seeing on the chat and I've seen all over social media, oh, the guy was just speeding. Who cares? What I've read, he was going 105 miles an hour on roads, near the stadium.
I don't know.
That's not safe. People are walking to the stadium. I don't care who you are. Do not drive 105 miles an hour while people are walking.
Well, we don't have any confirmation of that.
No, we don't.
So let's just be careful with that.
I wanted to put it out there because people seem to think it's okay because Tyreek Hill was the one who was speeding. It's all right.
He was just speeding. If that's the case, even if he was just going 50 in a 30 zone and he got pulled over, I don't believe they're saying that he was handcuffed because he was speeding. He was handcuffed because he was being uncooperative. And we don't know what is the truth here.
We'll see.
We'll find out. Now, if it comes out and there's a body camera and Tyreek Hill said, good morning, officer, and the guy reached in and grabbed him and handcuffed him and threw him on the ground, then let's throw away the book. Absolutely. Get rid of this officer and everybody around it.
We are waiting for more information.
We need more information, but I want to make sure you're at least taking a moment to think of both sides
because Tyreek Hill seems and I'm going in a jokey direction and during a serious topic, but Tyreek Hill seems like that guy who's going to be weaving through traffic at 120 miles an hour.
He does everything fast.
His nickname is Cheetah.
He does everything
fast. We didn't even say that Calais Campbell also stopped to try to de-escalate
and
the situation.
He was detained as well.
So that's weird, too.
Well, again, you don't know.
I'm not saying Calais Campbell did anything wrong. I'm just saying there's a lot of weird going on, and we need to wait for everything.
All right. In the end, it was a Dolphin victory, which in my mind was really what mattered most.
Did you think it was a good look on Tyreek to do a celebration of him getting arrested on the field?
Probably not.
I thought it was hilarious, but not a good look.
Right. Do I expect anything different from Tyreek?
No. No.
Exactly.
Jaylen Waddle was the police officer arresting him, which I thought was hilarious. But it's like, Tyreek, if it comes out that you were being uncooperative, that's a terrible look.
Yes. And should we do we need to even mention that I don't believe, although people want to make it a race issue, I don't see a race issue here in any way, shape, or form, unless we find out that the officer was acting way out of pocket.
Correct.
If we find that out, then you can bring the race card into it, but not until then. Gwynn and Chris continues with a look at the good, the bad, and the ugly of Week 1 NFL. All right, welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. 2:41 is the time. Chrisello, Matt Scraby, together today in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr., idle today. We'll have Tony back tomorrow. We'll have the Padres back tomorrow. They'll be in Seattle. Take on the Mariners. Play a little scoreboard tonight, though, Scraby. Got to keep an eye on the Mets and Braves, who are both in action tonight.
Can they just go away? I'm so tired of the Mets talk. It drives me nuts. The Mets were awful for the first part of this year, and all we could do was hear about how bad the Mets are. Now the Mets are great, and now, oh, the Mets are going to win the World Series. I'm so tired of it.
All right. Well,
the Braves don't even deserve to be there anymore. They don't even have their best players.
Harsh.
Sorry about that, Adam, but I said it, and I meant it.
Both teams are 78 and 65. Braves are home to the Reds today. Mets are at Toronto. I would tell you what the Dodgers are doing tonight, but I don't think anybody's really looking at catching them anymore.
I don't know.
If the Padres can go 15-2 again, maybe okay. I get that.
Yeah, the division dreams are not likely at this point.
That's kind of gone away. All right, we are the Monday ahead of the first Monday night football game. It is the 49ers and the Jets. It's right here on 97.3 The Fan. Let's take a recap of what happened in Week 1 of the NFL. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And away we go with the good. Hate to do this to you, Scraby, but going to start with the Chiefs.
Oh, it's okay.
You know,
They've
won two straight Super Bowls. And it didn't hurt, apparently, that they added the fastest guy in football. Xavier Worthy showed what he could do in the Chiefs' opening night win over Baltimore.
Now the Chiefs will bring it on an end around to Xavier Worthy at the 20, 15 of the Ravens, 10, 4, touchdown! Kansas City rookie Xavier Worthy on a perfectly executed, well-blocked end around, right to left, on a 21-yarder.
Wait, what was that at the end?
Well, I don't know, but he went so fast, I'm surprised the guy was able to even say 10-5 touchdown Kansas City.
It's our guy Mitch Holtis.
And Mitch, man, he was in there in a hurry, I'll tell you that. Worthy scored two touchdowns. Chiefs held off the Ravens by a toe, 27-20.
I hate to break this up, but Sandy said something on the chat that I should bring up. The Mets announcers apparently yesterday on their TV broadcast said that the Padres have the best chance of getting to the postseason.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. That's.
I just wanted to apologize.
Could have ducked
to
that
Mets
in
fans.
Later.
Yeah.
Also in the good category yesterday, this is even tougher to admit, but Jim Harbaugh debuts successfully. Chargers didn't do anything in the first half, but their defense held up against the Las Vegas Raiders, and then J.K. Dobbins came a running in the second half.
Hand off to J.K. through the line, breaks a tackle into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers! J.K. Dobbins from 12 yards out.
I don't know if he's listening out there, but I kind of miss Hacksaw. Okay. Touchdown, San Diego!
Well, you can't say that anymore.
I know, but it was still cool. J.K. Dobbins with the touchdown. He had 131 yards after halftime. Chargers Harbaugh era starts with a win, 22-10.
You got to be embarrassed
over
for the
Las
Raiders.
Vegas.
I didn't think they were going to look that bad, but they.
Jim Harbaugh
that bad.
Can coach. I don't know what it is. The guy can coach, and they play at Carolina this weekend. The Chargers do, so get ready for 2-0. Also in the good category, the season's first overtime game. It was last night in Detroit. The Lions blew a big lead, but then ended up holding off the Rams. David Montgomery decided it, but the Lions also have a new wide receiver here that's looking pretty good.
Damo inside the 20. Got it. 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Jameson Williams, like a lightning bolt from Jared Goff, 52 yards.
Yeah, Jameson Williams is fast.
He is.
And with him on the other side, they were quadruple teaming him on Ross St. Brown last night, because I never even saw him in the game.
He wasn't in the game.
But they weren't bothering to cover Jameson Williams, though, and the Lions beat the Rams in OT 26-20.
He could be their X factor this year. I think he's going to have a huge year.
We'll see. Of course, the overtime sparked controversy again. Should the Rams get a possession? No. How about stopping them, 80 yards before they get into the end zone? I know at the Super Bowl you get possessions. That seems more fair.
Yes, because it's regular season,
I don't have time for it.
Yeah, I agree.
Stop the team.
I agree with you.
Sorry, Rams. In the bad category, this one was not just bad for the Bengals. This was bad for about 50% of football fans across the country who are doing exactly that today, because they are out of the survivor pool in week one thanks to the Patriots.
Stevens in the back. He takes the handoff. He runs it to the right side. He's into the end zone. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Patriots. Where was Joe Burrow? Where was Ja'Marr Chase? Where was everybody? New England beats the Bengals in Cincy 16-10. We'll get into the survivor pool later, but suffice to say, not as many people are remaining today as who started that.
I hate survivor.
If you're going to get out, you might as well just eliminate away.
There's nothing worse than being eliminated. Spoiler alert, I got eliminated because I took the Bengals. Bengals.
You and everybody else,
and
though.
Then all these people on the internet saying, oh, you should have taken whoever played the Panthers. The Saints weren't supposed to put up 47 points on the Panthers or whatever they did.
Wouldn't expect it. Staying in the bad category, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not only did they win yesterday, Michael Valenzuela, but the Steelers were the only team in that division to win. They're alone in first place after kicking 6 field goals in Atlanta. T.J. Watt and company made life miserable for the very rich but not very good Kirk Cousins. Final score, Pittsburgh 18, Atlanta 10.
This game was so boring that there was no highlights.
No highlights from this game. Sorry, we can't make one up for you. Thursday night, or Friday night in Brazil, Philadelphia beat Green Bay. This is in the bad category for a couple of reasons. One, because the turf, once again, was terrible. And, look, I don't know if you blame the turf for it, but at the end, Jordan Love tore his MCL.
I think that was more of like a falling, twisting.
The turf may have had something to do. Who knows? The NFL keeps, expanding its game without caring about the health of its players. The NFL is just full of crap, because their whole thing is we care about the players, but they don't. They sent him halfway around the world to play on lousy turf.
True.
And it was an exciting game. Saquon's Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
3 touchdowns. He never did that once with the Giants.
Never had a 3-touchdown game?
Never.
I would have figured at least once.
I know. But this was the biggest play of them all for the Eagles.
And the gun is Hurts. Barkley was left. Slot to the near side. Hurts back. Here comes the rush. He steps into it. He is going deep. It is caught. Complete. A.J. Brown to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Hurst to Brown! 67 yards!
Merrill Reese has been doing Eagles games since 1977.
I think it's time.
Can you believe that?
I think it's time.
I still love the voice. He didn't see much of that play, though, I don't think.
I was going to say. Was he, and this is an honest question, did he make the trip?
I that's a fair question, actually, in this day and age. Eagles beat the Packers 34-29. News on Jordan Love, 3 to 6 weeks. MCL, no good for the Pack. Into the ugly category we go. And I have a feeling we may see these guys in the ugly category often this year. I picked the Carolina Panthers as my upset pick this week. What was I thinking? Add forgettable quotes. Yeah, the Panthers are going to do something this year. Yeah, they're going to pick up where they left off last year.
Out of the shotgun is Carr. Panthers bring 4. Carr stands. Now fires it deep. Middle of the field. Rashid Shaheed, see you later, bye. Touchdown, New Orleans.
New Orleans.
He's a San Diego guy.
There was a lot of that going on. New Orleans 47, Carolina 10. The highlight for me was a Twitter post of some cornerback on the Panthers trying to get in the face of Derek Carr later in the game, and Derek Carr looking back at the guy, and you can read his lips going, I've already burned you for three touchdowns. Like, are you kidding me? You're popping off down 40 to nothing?
I do love that.
Oh, please. Ugly New York football Giants. Ooh. First of all, the uniforms.
I like the helmets.
They were kind of
The rest of the uniforms are nasty.
It was ugly. Daniel Jones was ugly. The Giants, I mean, they were the only team, I think, that didn't get 10 points yesterday. They only got 6. Kevin O'Connell's mastery of quarterbacks. Sam Darnold went like 13 for 13 to start the game. And Andrew Van Ginkel finished it off.
And here comes Daniel Jones, 12 of 22 for 111 yards. Vikes lead 21-6. Jones, he threw it to Van Ginkel. Touchdown! That's the fourth touchdown in Andrew Van Ginkel's career. And he read Daniel Jones like a book. And that book had a happy ending. 27-6, Minnesota.
That's my guy, Paul Allen, for the Vikings there. Good giveaway, Dolphins. Andrew Van Ginkel, let him go.
Let's
28-6, Minnesota.
I think there's a stat out there that Daniel Jones, since signing his big deal, has thrown more pick sixes than actual touchdowns. I would have to go back and look at that. But Daniel Jones has been a disaster for the Giants.
Atrocious. Just atrocious.
Disaster.
All right, finally, ugly category. This is a combined winner. The rookie quarterbacks making their debuts yesterday. Now, maybe we should have seen it coming. Caleb Williams.
Guys,
he looked
nervous.
Really bad.
He looked terrible.
He looked terrible.
He was like running 30 yards back.
He looked awful. Jaden Daniels had some moments.
Yeah, he did.
But still lost. Bo Nix had a moment or two, but only 138 yards and 2 picks. Bottom line is the rookie quarterbacks combined to throw no touchdowns in their debuts yesterday. But the Bears presented Caleb Williams with a win, one that he's probably taking credit for.
Yeah, he didn't.
But he doesn't deserve it. It was the Bears' defense and special teams.
Stonehouse back deep to our left. DeAndre Carter.
Oh, pressure blocked on the ground. Picked up to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone for the touchdown on the block punt by the Bears.
Yeah, it was the Bears coming back from 17-0 down because of that defense.
Will Levis
and special
was awful.
Team. Will Levis threw a fumbled or whatever. That one was taken in for the winning touchdown by Simone Biles' husband.
Oh, finally.
For the Bears. Yeah, he showed up on that winning touchdown. But, I'm sorry. If you think Caleb Williams is the greatest thing ever, 93 yards passing is all you got to show for it yesterday. He didn't throw an interception, so let's give him some credit.
And he'll get better.
Due.
I could see why.
Oh, he'll get better.
I could see why he's touted as like a great talent because he can make some throws.
But his arrogance on the Hard Knock show that he already knows everything, and I don't get nervous. I'm too big for all this. Yeah, please. I loved every minute of his struggles yesterday.
I didn't watch Hard Knocks at all.
I loved every minute of his struggles yesterday. Bears over the Titans. The other guys, Daniels and Washington, lost in Tampa Bay. Bo Nix in Seattle lost, or Denver lost in Seattle. All right. Good job by Scraby on the highlights.
Good job.
Week one is in the books.
The football teams.
Yep. The good, the bad, the ugly. Don't forget Monday Night Football coming your way with the 49ers and the Jets. Marquee matchup. And there's a lot of players tonight that you can watch.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, from McCaffrey and Debo and Ayuk.
Garrett Wilson.
To Garrett Wilson
Aaron
and
Rodgers.
Brees Hall. Aaron Rodgers.
Sauce on the defensive side.
Sauce.
Oh, Debo.
Sauce against Samuel tonight.
I have a feeling Debo said that it doesn't bother him that Brandon Ayuk got a big contract, even though he's coming up on a contract.
Oh, I bet he's bothered by it.
He's definitely bothered by it.
Yeah. Don't forget about your guy. Broccoli Purdy.
Broccoli Purdy. He's been in a ton of commercials as of late.
All right. We're coming up on Monday Night Football, but that's still 90 minutes away. Next up, it's the Daily Gambit on Gwen and Chris.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.